Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Tzadi Zayin. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Hakam Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Tzadi Vav Amud Sheni, and we will begin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, starting with Ika Dematni. So the Gemara says, Ika Dematni La Aresha. Some have the statement of Rava, which we'll see now, on the Resha of our Mishnah. And we will see what the Resha of the Mishnah is immediately. HaPesach Shenimsa Kodem Shechita. So we said a person designated an animal for Korban Pesach. What happened? He lost the animal, and therefore he brought another one, right, to replace it. And then he found his original one before the Shechita of the replacement. So the Mishnah said, HaPesach Yede'eh Ad Sheyistaev. In such a case, since the original Pesach was around at the time of the Shechita, it was there, so that's called, according to the Mishnah, Pesach Dachui. That's a Pesach that was able to be brought, because it was around at the time of the Shechita, and you passed over it, and you didn't bring it. That's called the Pesach that was pushed away. So the Din of the Mishnah was, in such a case, you let the original animal graze until it gets a moon, and then you sell it, and with the money that you sell it, you buy a korban shilamim. That's the deal of the Mishnah. So again, a pesach shenem sa'al kodem shaitata pesach yir'eh ad sheyistaev v'yimacher. You sell it v'yabi bedamav shilamim v'chen temurato. And the same thing would be in its exchange, its temura. What's the case of the Timura, where for some reason the fellow designated a third animal. And if he designated a third animal, he said, this is going to be for my Korban Pesach. And as well, it was designated before, and it was around, it was designated before he made Shechita on the Korban Pesach. So it will have the same deen as the original one. Since the original one is grazed until it gets a Baal Mum, so the Timura also gets grazed until it gets a Baal Mum, and you sell it, and with the money you buy a Shilamim. That was the Deen of the Mishnah. Now Rava is going to make a statement regarding that that Deen. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shanu, that which we said, that the Timura is grazed until it gets a Baal Mum, Ela shenimsa kodem shechita. That's only talking about where you found the original Korban Pesach before shechita, vehemir bo kodem shechita, and you also made the exchange on the third one before the shechita, because at the time of the shechita both of them were there, and therefore both of them were pushed away, and therefore both of them have the same deen. Aval nimsa kodem shechita. But if you found the original Korban Pesach before shechita, ve'emir bo achar shechita, but you took the third one after shechita, so then the deen is temurato kereba shelamim. So then the temura is brought as a shelamim. The original one is yireh Achi Yistaev, because it was around at the time of the Shechita, so it was considered Pesach Dahui. But the Temura that was done after the Shechita, that wasn't Dahui. That wasn't around at the time of the Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's just brought straight as a Shilamim. And the Rava says that, Ma'i Ta'ama, Ki Kav'a Shechita, Because at the time of the Shechita, midi dehazele, which is at the time of the Shechita, it only pushes away something that was ra'oi. Meaning, the original one was there at the time of the Shechita, so therefore, since you didn't bring the original one, it is considered pushed away. Midi dilo hazile, but something that's not ra'ui, meaning this temura which was not around, lo kava. So the Shechita is not going to have any impact on it. So let's just review what Rava said before the Gemara goes into a question. Rava's basic theme was, when the Mishnah talked about the temura, what did the Mishnah say? The Timura follows the original one. And therefore, if the original Korban Pesach is found before Shechita, so therefore you have two animals. You have the makeup, the exchange that you brought, and you have the original one standing there. The fact that you didn't bring the original, so you pushed the Korban Pesach away, you should have brought it. So you caught it in time, you found it in time. So it's called the Pesach Dahoy. What do you do with Pesach Dahoy? According to the Mishnah, so Rava says the Timura is the same deal, exact same deal. It means you took a third animal and you designated it for Korban Pesach before the Shechita. So now basically you have two animals. At the time of the Shechita, you have the original and you have the one that you made the Timura on. So since you didn't make Shechita, both of them become Dahui. However, and therefore Tzirei Achi Yistev on both of them. However, if let's say you found the original one, right? Now they made Shechita on the makeup one, and then he made Timura on the third one. Well, since it wasn't around at the time of the Shechita, it wasn't Dahoy this third one. Therefore, it just brought straight as a Shilamim. That's the din of Rava. Comes the Gemara, says, Eti be'abaye. So Abaye comes and asks the question. Im kesev, we have a pasuk that's written by Korban Shilamim. By the laws of Korban Shilamim, it says the words Im kesev. Matamud lomar. The word im is extra. So the Gemara says, Lerabot Timurata Pesach, Ahara Pesach, Shekereva Shilamim. So it comes and tells me that not only the regular standard Shilamims that we're familiar with, but there's a different type of Shilamim. There's a Shilamim that was brought as a Korban Pesach, but cannot be brought as a Pesach, and therefore is brought as a Shilamim. We call that a Timurat Pesach, that was brought after the Korban Pesach, it's given as a Shilamim. That's adding a different type of Shilamim. Now the Gemara is going to explain what's exactly the case. So the Gemara says, Yachol af lefnei Pesach ken, which means when you tell me that you bring the Timura of the Pesach, it's only when you're going to bring it as a Shilamim, it's mashma you're going to bring it after the Korban Pesach was brought, and then you made the Temura. So the Gemara says, Yachol af lefnei Pesach, which means, do you think if you find the Korban Pesach, if you make a Temura on the Korban Pesach before the Shechita, do you think it will also be brought as a Shilamim? Talmud lomar hu. We have a Gezerat Ketuv. It says in the word hu. Where does it say the word hu? It says Pesach hu, by Korban Pesach. It says the word hu. It is a Pesach. So the Gemara makes a derasha. Hu karev, the Pesach is brought as a korban. The en temurat Pesach kereba, but a temura of Pesach is not brought as a korban. Meaning it's yireh achi yistaev. So now we have basically two pesukim. Im kesev is coming to include a type of temura that's brought as a shilamim. And the who is telling me that no, only this animal is brought as a korban, but a temura is not. So now the Gemara is going to analyze what are the cases. So the Gemara says, Hechidame, what's the case where a temura is not brought as a korban shilamim? If it's talking about where you found the original one before Shechita, ve'emir bo kodim Shechita, and you made temura on the third animal before Shechita, peshita. That's obvious. Lama likira. What do I need to pursue for that? Of course, if I found it before the Shechita, it goes without saying that you don't bring it as a korban. That's the regular deen. That just like the original korban is not brought as a shilamim because it's dahui, so the third korban that you designate, it's also before the shechita, it's also considered dahui. I don't need a pasuk to tell me what's obvious. Ela lav, And you know what the hadush is? Shinimsa kodem shaita. It's talking about where you found the original animal before the shaita. Ve'emir bo ahara shaita. And you found, and you made temura, the animal, the third animal, after the shaita. And what does the pasuk say? The pasuk comes along and says, who? That only the Korban Pesach has brought is a Korban, but the Temura is not. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, Rava, Tiyufta. This remains a question on Rava, because Rava wanted to say that if it's the Temura is after the Shechita, it's brought as a Shilamim. But from these Dirashot over here, we're saying no, that the Hadush of the Pasuk is that even if the Temura was done after the Shechita, we have Pesukim that are coming to say it's still Yireh Ad Sheyistayem. So therefore, Rava is refuted based on these Pesukim. Okay, that is the end of the last sugya. Now we begin a new sugya. Amar Shemuel. Shemuel basically is going to give a klal. He's going to give a rule. What is his rule? Kol Shebehatat Meta. Anything by a Korban Hatat that the deen is, the Korban Hatat is let to die. There's five cases we're going to say now, that by a Korban Hatat, that you let the Korban Hatat just die. What do you mean you let it die? You put it in a pen, in an area, and you starve it, you don't feed it, and you just let it die. You cannot bring it as a Korban. So any of those five situations, by a Korban Hatat, where the deen is meta, that you let the animal die, if the exact same thing would happen to a Korban Pesach, you would bring it as a Shelamim. There is no connection between Korban Hatat and Korban Pesach. Shemuel is just giving you a cloud to remember the dinim of Korban Pesach. Meaning, rule, whenever we say by a Korban Hatat, you let the animal die, so if the same exact thing would happen by a Korban Pesach, you would bring it as a Shelamim. That's a rule. Rule number two, V'chol Shebehatat Ru'a, and any time we say by Korban Hatat, you let it graze and get a become a Baal Mum, Bepesach Nami Ru'a. So too by Korban Pesach, you let it graze. That's the klal of Shemuel. Now let's go for a moment and analyze what are these five cases by Korban Hatat. So the cases are as follows. First one is Vlad Shel Korban Hatat. You ever say Korban Hatat is designated for a sin offering, we'll call it, right? And then it's a female, and it gives birth. It gives birth before you burn as a Korban. That's called the Vlad of a Korban Hatat. What do you do with the Vlad of a Korban Hatat? Again, Halakha Moshev Sinai, you just let it die. Number two, Temurat Hatat. Temurat Hatat is your exchange. The Hatat was alive, and the guy, for some reason, he went, and he exchanged this Korban Hatat for a different one. So now the exchange, the deen is, it's not brought as a Korban Hatat, it's just let to die. The Hatat Shemetu Be'aleha. That's the third case. That's a Hatat that its owners died. Now it's ownerless, doesn't have anybody to mechaper for. So you just let the animal die. The Hatat Shenitkaperu Be'aleha Be'behema Achedet. Which means, let's say the first animal got lost, the first Korban Hatat got lost, right? And then they brought a different one and they found the first one. So that Korban Hatat is Meta. And the last one is She'avra Etgil Shana. It passed a year. Which means a Korban Hatat is only brought within the first year of its life. Let's say you designated a Korban Hatat, and then it became overage. So now the deen is, it's meta. So all these cases, we're assuming now Nava Mina, if any of these cases would take place by a Korban Pesach, the deen would be, you bring it as a Shelamim. Now the only one of the five at this point we cannot tolerate that could be a case, is the case where you have a Valad. Because a Korban Pesach is brought from a male. So there can never be a valad from a Korban Pesach. So that, leave that case. So four out of the five cases basically are going to be what? Brought as a Shelamim. Now in any case by a Hatat that is going to be grazed and let it become a ba'al mum. We don't know those cases yet. The Gemara will tell us what those cases is. Anything by hatat that you let it graze and get a ba'al mum. So the same thing would be by korban pesach. So that's the klal of Shmuel. I repeat, kol shebehatat. All the cases by hatat that you say meta. If the same thing happened by a pesach, for example, let's say it doesn't have a korban pesach. The korban has to be within the year, let's say, within its year, right? And it became overage. That korban, bring it as a shenamim. Where if that would happen by korban hatat, you would just let it die. By pesach, let it go as a shenamim. I'm just giving you one example. That's Shmuel's din. So comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Yohanan Amar." Rabbi Yohanan says, "In a pesach karev shenamim, the law is." That which we say that the Pesach is brought as a shenamim, ela shenimsa lachar shechita. That's only talking about a case where you found the korban after shechita, like we've been learning till now. Where let's say you had the original korban, you lost it, you brought a different one in its stead. The original one surfaced after shechita, so then already you bring it straight as a shenamim. Aval kodem shechita lo. But if you found it before shechita. No. Now let's remind ourselves of machloket that we had on the last daf. A very important machloket between the Nava and Rabbi Zera. A very fundamental machloket in when do you say you bring the Korban Pesach as a shelamim, and when do you say you don't. So according to Rava, the cutoff point was shechita. If the original surfaces before the shechita, at the time of the shechita, it was there, it's considered Pesach Dahoy, if it surfaces after the shechita, then the din is you bring it straight as a shelamim. So the cutoff point, according to Rava, was shechita. Rabbi Zera, however, had a different din. Rabbi Zera's din was what? Chatzot and not chatzot. When is the Korban Pesach? When is its first time that you're able to bring the Korban Pesach? Chatzot. Midday. So according to Rabbi Zera, if the original Korban Pesach surfaced before chatzot, that means when chatzot came, the original one was around. Nothing to do with Shechita, not Shechita. Which means the point is, at Chatzot, if the original one was around, that already is considered Pesach Dahoy, and the din is Yireh, Achi Yistaev. However, if the original Pesach didn't surface until after Chatzot, that means the second Chatzot came, the original one wasn't around, after Chatzot, let's say Chatzot for argument's sake was 12 o'clock. Right? At 12 o'clock, the original one wasn't found. At 12:30, the original one surfaced. Even though you didn't make shechita yet on the second one, doesn't matter. Since when the time of Korban Pesach came, this one wasn't around. So therefore, the din is you bring it as a shelamim. That was the din of Rabbi Zera. So we had a machloket Rabban Rabbi Zera. What is the cutoff point? Is the cutoff point the shechita or is the cutoff point chatzot? It seems from here we have the same machloket between Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan. Because Rabbi Yohanan's coming and telling you what, when do you bring a Korban Pesach as a shelamim? Only if the original one surfaced after Shechita. So we could assume if Rabbi Yohanan's going with the Shechita opinion, that Shmuel is going with the opinion of Chatzot. That what? When do you bring a Korban Pesach as a shelamim? If the original Pesach surfaced after Chatzot, even though it's before the Shechita of the second animal, the din is going to be, you bring it as a shelamim. Since at the time when the Pesach became viable at Chatzot, this wasn't around. It's like I said, Dahoy. It wasn't here. You didn't have it to bring it. So therefore you bring it as a shelamim. So keep in mind, we're saying that Shmuel and Rabbi Yohanan also have that argument. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this question, this deen of Shmuel, this klal. Now I want to point out again, this is just a rule to make things easy. Meaning, there's no connection between the laws of Korban Chatat and the laws of Pesach. He's just telling you a way to remember all the times that you bring Pesach as a shelamim. Just know the cases where by Korban Chatat the animal would die. If this would happen by Korban Shelamim, by Korban Pesach, you'd bring it as a shelamim. And you should know all the times by Korban Chatat that it's Yireh Achi Yistaev. The same thing happened by Korban Pesach would be also Yireh Achi Yistaev. So that's a klal. So comes the Gemara and says, Matkif Larab Yosef. Rabbi Yosef comes along and asks, say, question. What's the question? The Gemara says like this. Uchlalahu? Is this indeed a klal? The way that she learns this question, it's on the second half of Shmuel's statement. You just said the what? Anytime a hatat is grazed, so a pesah is also grazed. Is that true? Uchlalahu? Vare hatat she'avra shenata. Okay, let's go one of the five cases. A korban hatat that became overage. Right? 1 year old is the cutoff point. All of a sudden, before you brought as a hatat, it became overage. What's the deen? Dilraya azla. The deen is what? You let it graze until it gets a ba'al mum. How do you know that? The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Because we have a statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that says, Hatat she'avra shenata. You have a korban hatat. That passed its year. Ro'in ota ki'iluhi omedet be'et kebarot. You look at it as if it's standing in a cemetery. What type of analogy is that? Just like a kohen cannot slaughter it if it's standing in the cemetery. Because the king is not allowed to go into a cemetery. So therefore, we look at an animal that's overaged as if it's standing in the cemetery. I mean, you just have to leave it alone. Let it graze. Viru'a. You let it graze until it gets a mum. And what do you do with the money? You have to get some mum, you have to sell it. With the money, it says that she says you bring it for Kaitza Mizbeah. Let me review what Kaitza Mizbeah was. The Mizbeah always had to have korbanot on the, you know, working on the Mizbeah. So anytime there was a lull, they would go to a certain shofar, a certain donation box of the Beit HaMikdash that had money in it, and they would buy from public funds korbanot to keep the Mizbayah running. So in this case over here, where Hatat became overage, sell the korban with the money, put it in the shofarot over there for kayetz HaMizbayah. Good. Now, seemingly according to Shmuel's deen, what should be by korban Pesach? The same thing. If you have a korban pesach that became overaged, that was Shmuel's deen. Any time by korban hatat, so too by korban pesach. However, the Gemara says that's not so. The Gemara says, what's the problem with this? The idu be pesach. However, when it comes to korban pesach, ki hai gavna, in a case where it became overaged, karif shelamim. You bring it as a korban shelamim. How do you know that? The Tanya. Kesef. We go back to that pasuk that was written by shelamim. It says the word kesef. Lerabot et ha-pesach le'aliyah. When the Torah talked about the laws of shelamim, it said the word im kesef. The Gemara said just like the word im was extra, the word kesef was also extra. Because if you look at the pesukim before that, it was talking about a kesef. It was talking about a sheep. Why would it have to tell me again, kesef? So the Gemara on yesterday's daf told me the word kesef teaches me hadush. That there's a korban that you bring as a kesef. What's that? A korban pesach, and it's aliyah. Its tail, the fat of the animal, goes on the mizbeach, because we really have no pasuk by korban pesach to tell us which parts of the animal go on the mizbeach. So the word kesef teaches me what? That just like by, let's say, shelamim, we know that aliyah goes on the mizbeach. So to my korban pesach, aliyah goes on the mizbeach. Continue, kishu omer im kesef. So what does the im kesef come to tell me? Lerabot et ha-pesach she'avra shenato. Oh, it comes to tell me a case where the pesach became overaged. That what? It's brought as a korban shelamim. Ushlamim ba'im machmat pesach. Or for that matter, a shelamim, get a korban pesach, and let's say you brought a temura for the korban pesach. Also, what's the deen? Comes as a shilamim and lechol mitzvah shilamim. Whenever you're going to bring a korban pesach as a shilamim, it has all the dinim of a shilamim. What's the dinim of a shilamim? The Gemara says shetionim simicha. Number one, you have to put simicha on the animal's head. You have to press your hands down on the animal's head. Unsechim, you have to pour the wine on the mizbeach like a shilamim. Utnufat hazeh v'shok, and you have to wave the hazeh, the chest, and the shok, the thigh of the animal. That's the Kohen's service. Now, right after the Torah talks about kesef, it talks about now the law of a guy bringing a shilamim, a goat. Im'ez. Now, why would you have to discuss goat? What's the difference between the goat and the kesef? What's the difference? You bring a shilamim, bring a shilamim. So the Gemara says, must be it's a new subject. It paused to tell me what. V'nimed ala ez she'en ta'un ha'aliyah. Stop. Whenever you bring ez as a shiramim, you don't put the aliyah on the mizbayah. Obviously, there had to be a difference between a kesef and an ez. The Torah gave a special din on ez. So a goat, stav yefhadush. When you bring a goat to the korban shlamim, no aliyah. That's the whole braita. What do we need from this braita for our purposes? We need the case of an overaged pesa is brought as a shlamim. What do you mean, Shemuel? That goes against your rule. So the Gemara says. So that's the question on Shemuel. Amar le. So comes the Gemara and says, Ki ka'amar Shemuel. When Shemuel gave his rule, called Shebechatat Meta BePesach Shelamim, and that old din, when was that said? That was only said Ba'abudin. Not all five cases. You thought all five cases? No. He was talking about actually only on one specific case, the cases of Avudin. What does Avudin mean? Where the original Korban Hatat, let's say, you designated for Hatat, it got lost. It got lost, and therefore you designated another Korban Hatat in its stead. So in that case over there, we're saying, and then you found the original one. So Shemuel says, in that case, the deen is what? The original Hatat is Meta. You let the original Korban Hatat, die. You know, graze, you just put it in a pen, you starve it to death, and finish. You don't sell it or anything, it's just it's meta. That's the deen. Halakam Shem Sinai. It's no logic on that. Oh, so therefore it's only on Avudim. And therefore, similarly, by Korban Pesach, the case would be, you have a Korban Pesach, you designated it, you lost it, Avud, right? You brought a different one in its stead, right? Then the original one surfaced. So in that case, you can bring it as a shiramim. Whereas in the case of Hatat, the similar story, you die, but by Korban Pesach, the deen is you let it, you bring it as a shiramim. So he's only really talking about one specific scenario. Now, Dehoyin, or Bidehoyin, lo amar. But in the case where the animal was around, it just became Dahoy. He wasn't discussing that case. For example, the animal was around, became overraged. The Hatat and Pesach are not similar. By Hatat, why an overraged, the deen is what? Could be Achi Yistaev. But whereas by Korban, Pesach, you bring it as a Shilamim. He didn't generalize a klal. He was only talking about one specific case. The cases of what? The case of Avudim. The case where the animal itself got lost. So that's, now we're minimizing the deen of Shemuel. Now, let's discuss the case of Avudim. Okay? We're going to have to figure out, in the case where the animal got lost. Okay? There's going to have to be two cases. Because Shemuel's deen was, when the case is Meta, Pesach Shelamim. When the case is Raya Chi Yishtaev, Pesach is Raya Chi Yishtaev. Now he's only talking about one case of Avudim, so we're going to have to give a case when it's Meta by Hatat and when it's Ru'eh Achi Yistaev. We're going to have to give two cases. Whatever case you're going to say Shemuel, you're always going to have to find a counterpart. You're going to have to find the case of Hatat Meta, and you're going to have to find the case of Ru'eh Achi, because he gave two rules. Okay. Which means I just have to say sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that. Fine. Now, I want to point out, in the case of, just before we go further, in the case of, let's say, Avnashinata, we said with Deen is according to the Gemara, but what do you mean? We learned that one of the five Hata'ot that a metot is for becomes overaged. So actually the Gemara asked this question in Masechet Temura. Make up your mind. What do you mean? Is it overaged or is it metot? So is it one of the five? So the Gemara says, if it's alone, meaning if that's the only psul, overaged, then the din is metah. However, if it has overaged plus another psul, for example, it's overaged and it became avud, and it got lost as well. So if it's got two negatives in it, then the din would be yiriachi yistayev. So therefore, you have to make halukim in the case of overrate. That's the way the Gemara in Temura explains it. Okay. Right. Well, he says like this here. I'll explain it to you from a second Temura. I'll explain it to you clearly. It says like this. ששם כתוב שחטאת שעבר שאתה למיטה מתרץ לגמרי שקברת המשטרה כשיש בה בית רעותות. When it has two negatives, אז הולכו למיטה. Which is when it has two negatives, then it's the din is מיטה. Say it that way, the opposite. When it has two negatives, it goes to מיטה, okay? Then, for example, עבדה ועברה שנתה. But עברה שנתה alone is יראה עד שיסתיים. That's how you reconcile. So again, say it again. מיטה is... two items. Now we go back to our klal. Shmuel made a statement. Just want to say it clear. Shmuel made a statement. Kol shebachatat meta bepesa karev shlamim. What was he talking about? Avudin, where the korban got lost. If it got lost by hatat, it's meta. If it got lost by pesach, it's brought as a shlamim. That was the din of Shmuel. So Chazal Gemara says ve'avud. The Gemara asks the question: do you have a case? Is it so? Is this a klal by Shmuel? By a case of avud, the din is meta. Avuda b'shat hafrasha. Let's say you lost the korban hatat. We're talking about hatat now. Get a korban hatat. Hatat. What happened? You lost it. It became avuda b'shat hafrasha. Which means before you brought a different one, this animal got lost. Now what happened? Lirabanan, according to the rabbis, there's a shita that says, Dilira'aya azla. In such a case, if you lost the Qurban Hatat, the deen is you let it graze. How do we know this? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah. Hifrish Hatato ve'avda. A guy had his Qurban Hatat and he got lost. Vifrish achayret tahteha. And you designated a second one in its stead. What happened? Venim said, Harishona. Harishtein omdot. Now you got two hatot in front of you. So what's the deen? You have a mahlok in it. Achat mem tikrav. One of them ring as a korban hatat. Ushniya tamut. Divide the B. And the second one, according to the B, he says, just let it die. Vachamim omrim. Vachamim come along and say, no. En hatat meta. Ela shenim said, Leachar shenitkaperu be'alim. Which means the only time a hatat is meta is after the ba'alim get kapara. Meaning, if both of them are still around, it's yir'eh, achi yistaev. The only time, according to the hakamim, that the second hatat that was lost is going to be meta is if it didn't surface until you brought the second one. Right? Then already we had, and then the first one surfaced. Okay, then we say what? Meta. But if they're both around, meaning the original one was around at the time of the kapara, the deen is what? Right? But if it surfaced before the kapara, so therefore, what's the deen? Okay, so now we know the shita of the rabbis. As long as the original korban, as long as the second korban, the makeup, is still around, and now the original one surfaces, the deen is what? Ru'eh. You got two around, the deen is ru'eh. Now, according to Shmuel's law, that would be what? Just like Hattat, that law applies, so too by Pesach, that law applies. Because he said, by the deen of ru'eh, Hattat and Pesach are similar. Okay, that's what he's talking about. That's not so. The ilu be Pesach, Hecha de'avad. Let's say the Korban Pesach got lost. V'nimsa achar chatzot. Let's say, according to Shmuel, it surfaced after chatzot. So then the deen is what? Kodem she'ita. Karev shelamim. The deen is, according to Shmuel, the way we understand it, what? It's more as a korban shelamim, since when Hatzot came. That's the time when the korban becomes viable, right? Since it was not there, it came after Hatzot, so therefore it's not considered a Pesach Dachoi, even though it's before Shadam, and you have both of them together. Still the deen by Pesach is, you bring it as a shelamim. What are you talking about, Shmuel? How could you make a statement? Even by Pesach Avud, and you're telling me that whenever this is Ru'eh, this is Ru'eh. That's not so. by Qurban Qattat, if they're both around, the deen is what? It's Ru'e, according to the Hakamim. Beautiful. But by Qurban Pesach, they're both around. But what? Since the original surfaced after Hatzot, the deen is what? You bring it as a Shilamim. So the law, your klal is not a klal. That's the question the Gemara says. You know what the Gemara answers? Gemara says, Shemuel kerebi svirale. What's your question? Shemuel doesn't hold like the rabbis. Shemuel will hold like Rabbi. And what does Rabbi say? De'amar avuda limita azla. Which means Rabbi says, listen, always by a korban hatat that got lost, it's always din is meta. It's never l'raya. Which means, even if you found it before you slaughtered the hatat, they're both around. Doesn't matter. The meta. So therefore his statement was good. Kol shebe hatat meta. What's the case? Avud. Only avud. Because we're not talking about the other cases. Good. So kol shebe hatat meta by a case of avud, it'll always be by pesachim. In the same case, it'll be what? It'll be shilamim, which is true. When you have the korban pesach, only in a case if you found it after chatzot, the original one surfaced, the din is going to be you bring it as a shilamim. So comes the Gemara says, oh, veha kol avuda l'rabbi meta. According to Rabbi, by hatat, every case is meta. Right? Whenever you find the korban hatat, the original one, the deen is what? Meta. There's no difference before Chatzot, after Chatzot. It's always Meta. There's no deen of Chatzot by Korban Chatat. V'ilu bePesach hecha da'avad kodem Chatzot v'nimsa kodem Chatzot. Ro'eh? So now, it's a question according to... There's a Hiluk. By Korban Pesach, obviously we make a difference. What's the deen according to Shemuel if you found the Korban Pesach, the original before Chatzot? Oh, so let's review the Sevarot. If you found it before Chatzot, that means it went through Chatzot, the time of the animal becomes viable as Chatzot, it went through Chatzot, it was there, and you didn't bring it, that's called the Pesach Dahui, it was pushed away, the deen is what? Ro'eh. So, but similarly by Korban Hatat, all Avud cases are Mita. So therefore, Shemuel, your statement still doesn't apply. Because you said, Kol shebehatat meta bepesach karif shelamim. That's not so. I'll give you a case that by hatat it's meta, whereas by korban pesach it's shir'eh hachistaef. The class still doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Kodem hatzot lav avudhu. Say, as long as I know. Shemuel says, what was my statement? My statement was, by avudim, by korban pesach that became lost, or by korban hatat that became lost. If you lose the korban, right, you lost the korban pesach, and it surfaces before hatzot, that means before the time, that's not considered avud. Something before its time is not considered lost. I was discussing a case where it is avud. Avud's got to be in its time. So therefore, I agree. I agree with that case, by the way. If the Korban Pesach surfaced before Chatzot, I'm not arguing on that deen. But I don't know that that's a case of avud. He gives an example. What's an example? He says, Kid Rabbah, like Rabbah's deen. What did Rabbah say? The Amar Rabbah Avedat Laila. By a Korban Hatat, take example. You lost the Korban Hatat at night. Now, could you bring a Korban Hatat at night? No, of course not. So you lost the Korban Hatat at night, and if you designated a second one in its place. And then, before the morning, you found the original one. Which means, even according to Rabbi, in such a case, the deen is, you don't have to let the first one die. Why? Because Laila is not a time of Korban Hatat Velav Sheme Aveda. It's not considered lost. Which is to consider something lost, lost means in the time of, it's Korban. So therefore, just like if you lost the Korban Hatat at night, that's not considered Avud. If you lost the Korban Pesach before Hatzot, and it surfaced before Hatzot, that's not considered a Pesach, that was Avud. So therefore, Shmuel says, listen to my statement that I made. I said what? Only by Avudim, the Hattat and the Pesach are similar. And therefore, that's going to only be in the case of what? After Hatzot by Korban Pesach. Which means, you have to say by Korban Hattat, Korban Hattat according to Shmuel doesn't make, it never makes a difference. Which means, when you have two Hattat together, the deen is always, one of the Hattat is going to be Meta. Similarly, by Korban Pesach, when you have them together, meaning you found the original one after Chatzot, oh, now once you find after Chatzot, it's Ravut. Because after Chatzot is already the time of Korban Pesach, which means it's after Chatzot, hey, where's the original Korban? No. Oh, it's Ravut. Oh, then it surfaces. So the deed is what? Karef Shelamim. So Kavzeh Gavarad says, now, we have one more caveat here to explain Shmuel's statement. Shmuel made two statements. His first statement was what? When the Hatat is Meta, Pesachim is Shelamim. Good, we have the case. Pesach or Hatat Avud. Good. Then he said, and whenever the Hatat is Ru'eh, so then the deen is what? Pesach is also Ru'eh. Shmuel, what's your case of Ru'eh? We know your case of Avud. Avud is the... we know your case of Meta. Your case of Meta is, no matter when the animal got lost, according to Shmuel, you had a Hatat, original Hatat, it got lost. It surfaced. Doesn't matter when it surfaced, right? Even if it surfaced, now you have both animals around. According to the B, what's the deen? You bring one, and the other one is Meta. Beautiful. So we know your case of Meta. What was your case of Ru'eh? What was your case where you let the Hatat graze? Again, you're only talking about Avudim. You're not talking about any other case. So the Gemara says, Ela Ru'eh l'Rabbi hechi mashkahatla. Because according to Rabbi, whenever you lose a Korban Hatat, it's always considered what? And you find it's always Meta. Give me a case of, that's not considered Avud. You have to give me a case of Avud. Don't tell me the case where you lost it at night. Because in that case over there, it's not lost. Because it's got to be lost at a time of the way it's viable. So the Gemara says, Kedah Rabbi Hoshaya. You know what the case is? Like Rabbi Hoshaya. Da'amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Hifrish te hata'ot la'acharayut. Interesting case. A guy designated two Korban Hata'ot la'acharayut, exactly, for insurance. Which means he said like this, from the inception. I got two Hata'ot. You can't designate two Hata'ot. Clay Tosfot says you can't do that. You can't do it together, you can't do it Zahar Zeh. So what did he do? He said, no, I'm designating this one for Korban Hata'ot. In the event that something happens to this one, I'm already designating its makeup. Yeah. This is going to be the Korban Hatat as insurance if I lose the first one. Okay? Now, mitkaper ba'achat mehem ushniyat tir'eh. In this case, you could be mitkaper only on one of them. Now, the second one, since it was never pushed away in the sense that it was always from the inception, if it'll be a Hatat, yeah, if not, not. So therefore, the deen in that case is not meta. According to Rav Hoshaya, the deen would be yireh achi yistaev. So therefore, it is considered avud. Why is it considered avud? The truth of the matter is, you're asking a good question. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked on this answer. What do you mean? That's not a case of avud. They're both in front of you. No, it's not considered avud. Isn't that, you got to give me a case of Avud. No, it didn't get lost. So Rashi says the Gemara could have asked that question, but the Gemara is going to reject it from a different way. Yeah, because the Kavarai is asking a very good question. Isn't it Avud? No, it's not Avud. It's both in front of you. You got to give me a case of Avud. So the Gemara is a different way. The Gemara says, Veha idu ba-pesach ki haigavna karev shilamin. The Gemara says, hold it. In that case, it's not going to be Ru'ay Achi Yishtayev by Pesach. Let's discuss the case of Korban Pesach. A guy took over here two Pesachim, right? Mm-hmm. If this one doesn't work, I got my insurance, I have my second Pesach. That's a case of Mutara Pesach. which the deen is that you bring the first one, now you got the second one there, the second one there is born as a shelamim. So therefore your law is not going to be correct. So again, we're back to the question, Shmuel, what were you talking about? We finally figured out your first part of your statement, where you said, Kosher b'chatat meta. But we cannot figure out your second part of your statement, Kosher b'chatat ro'eh. And don't tell me it's going in the case of Rav Hoshaya, because in that case, my Korban Pesach, it's not going to be a deen of Ro'eh Chistev. So look at what I answers. Ela, Shmuel k'Rabbi Shimon svira leh. Shmuel's following Rabbi Shimon. That says what? De'amar hamesh hataot metot, which means when we said the five hataot halakhah Moshe Mishnah that are metot, he holds in all cases. Which means whether you found, let's say, by the case of Avud, whether you found the korban before shechita, the original hatat, whether you found it after shechita. By Korban Atat, there is no Hailug when you found the original one. It's always Metot. There's never a case of Avud that's Ru'eh Ad Shiyistaev. And what? The Gemara Surim, Ve'har Ru'eh Rabbi Shimon Let Leklal. That means he doesn't know the case of Ru'eh, but Shmuel gave a case of Ru'eh. The Gemara said, no, Shmuel Nameh Hada Ka'amar. You're right. Delete the second statement of Shmuel. He only made one statement. He never made the second statement, which means our whole question was, Shmuel, you made two rules. You made kol shebechatat meta, pesach shelamim. Kol shebechatat ro'eh, pesach ro'eh. Give me the case of pesach ro'eh. So we said, oh, yeah, we're struggling to find a case. So you know what? Shmuel never made that second statement. Shmuel's rule was only one line. Kol shebechatat meta, bepesach karev shelamim. And who's he following? He's following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? There's never a case of Pesach, there's never a case of Hatat Avu that is Ro'eh. Which means it's always brought as a, it's always Meta. Since it's always Meta, so therefore there is a, that rule does make sense by Pesach. By Pesach, you'll always have a case of Hatat, of Pesach Avud that we brought as a Shelamim. Why? If it's after Chatzot, it's considered Pesach Avud. If it's before Chatzot, it's not considered Avud. So then, well, that case is not part of the Klal. And therefore, what Shmuel's statement had nothing to do with a Chatat that was Ro'eh, because you have no case of a Chatat that is Avud, that is Ro'eh. You delete half of Shmuel's statement. But now, we have just one question. Shmuel, you were teaching us something very basic. Because we know that law already. What were you teaching me? You're telling me that by Korban Pesach, if a person, this is by Pesach, that a Korban Pesach, if a person has the Korban Pesach, and it surfaces after Chatzot, right? After Chatzot, so the deen is, you're going to bring it as a Shelamim. Well, wasn't that the Mishnah? We had a Mishnah in the previous Amud that clearly said that deen. The Mishnah said it by Shechita, actually. The Mishnah said, if the original Korban Pesach surfaces after Shechita, so it's more as a Shelamim. So Shmuel, what was your hold? You made a klal here, klal, I'm going to give you a rule here. Whatever, by Chatat Meta, by Pesach, it's more as a Shelamim. What was your Hadush, Shmuel? So what Shmuel's going to answer, I'll tell you my Hadush is. Because I'm telling you, I don't go with Shechita as the cutoff point. I made a different cutoff point. My cutoff point is what? Chatzot. Like I told you, we had a Machloket Rabbah and Rabbi Zera. What's the cutoff point for Korban Pesach? So you know, I was telling you my statement. My Hadush was not that the Pesach is brought as a Shilamim. That we know already from the Mishnah. I was telling you the cutoff point when it's brought as Shilamim. Hadush, that what? Let's say the Korban was designated Pesach. It got lost. Beautiful. It didn't surface till, let's say Chatzot was 12 o'clock, it didn't surface until 12:30. You didn't make Shechita on the second one yet. The second one is still around. What's the deen according to Shmuel? Doesn't matter. Since it passed Chatzot, which is the original time where the Korban is brought, and this was not around, so therefore it's considered not around for the time of the Shechita. And what's the deal when it's not around as a time shalom? It's like I said, a Pesach Dahoy. It wasn't there. And therefore the deen is going to be brought as a shilamim. So Shemuel will tell you, you know my Ikar Hidush was? My Ikar Hidush was to tell you that the cutoff point is Chatzot. How do we know his cutoff point is Chatzot? From the fact that Rabbi Yohanan, who was also part of that statement, said, Shechita, must be Shemuel was telling me Chatzot. And the Gemara says, Umay Kamash Ma'anan, Shemuel, what are you basically teaching me over here? But we know that from the Mishnah. No, the Apu came to Rabbi Yohanan. He said, I was coming to exclude Rabbi Yohanan. The Amar ena Pesach Karev Shilamim Ela Shinim Sahar Shechita. Aval Kodim Shechita. Lo, Alma Shechita Kava. Kamash Ma'lan Hatzot Kava. I'm just coming to tell you that that Hatzot is coming. So after this whole story over here, we have this version is basically telling me when Shmuel said, Kol Shebechatat Meta, it's really one case. It's not all the five cases. It's a case of avud, where the animal, as opposed to where the animal is overage and things like that, where the animal became lost, and the din according to Rabbi Shmuel is what? When the hatat got lost, then it resurfaced, no matter when it resurfaced, whether it's before the shaita of the other animal, or it's after the shaita of the animal, the original one is meta. Good. In a similar case by Pesach, Yakriv Shilamim. Now that case is only a case of Avud. What's the case of Avud by Korban Pesach? Where it surfaced after Chatzot. That means it was Avud at the time. Because he considers Avud only at the time of viability. Right? But if you lost it before Chatzot, it's not considered Avud. Very good. Therefore you'll also bring a Shilamim. And your Hiddush is to tell me Chatzot is the cutoff point. Shemuel, do you have a case of Yireh Achi Yistayev by Hatat Avudah? No, have no case. I go like Rabbi Shimon that says, always by Chatat, Avudah, the deen is always Mitah. Okay, very good. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Lishna Harina. The Gemara is going to bring a slightly different version of this whole business of Shmuel and his rule. In its conclusion, the Lishna Harina is going to say the exact same Maskana as we just said. It's just going to get there. To take a little different route, one little point's going to be a little different on the way there, but it's going to conclude the same deen.
Service road.
Right, it's going to take a different shekla vetariah. It's not sweet to get what I know. Lishna harina. All right, let's see. Which means merely Shmuel. At this point already, we're starting where we know Shmuel's only talking about avudim. He's only talking about the deen of what? Animals that were lost. That's the starting point. In the Lishna kama, we had to get to that point. Now already we're starting with Shmuel, and we know she was only talking about a Korban Chatat that got lost. So the Gemara says, V'ilu bePesach, in a case of Avud by Pesach, Hecha de'avad v'nimsa achar chatzot, kodem shechita yikrav shelamim, which means according to Shmuel, we're asking on the second part of his statement again. What was the second part of Shmuel's statement? Anytime by Korban Chatat, it's Yirei Achi Yistaev. So too by Korban Pesach, the deen is what? Yirei Achi Yistaev. So let's see the question over here. Your time is talking about Avudim. And it's talking about where the Korban Chatat got lost and the Be'alim got a kapara with a different Korban. So now we're coming along and saying, according to the rabbis, that's the point. According to the rabbis, the deen of a Korban Chatat, where it got lost, right? So you had two Korban Chatats now at the same time. You had the original one, was surfaced, and you had the one that you were planning to bring. So the deen, according to the rabbis, is in such a case, Yireh Achi Yistaev, in such a case. However, by Korban Pesach, in such a case, where you had, let's say, after Chatzot, right? That's the case we're talking about always. Where you found that after Chatzot, they're both around. The deen by Korban Pesach is you bring it as a shilamim. It's the same question that we basically asked above. According, again, I repeat that question again. Same question. According to the rabbis, what's the deen of a Korban Chatat? You have two Chatot around. Oh. Their rule is whenever you have two Chatot around, one of them is Yireh Achi Yistaev. Bingo. Good. They have two of them around now. I have the original and the one that I want to bring now, right? No. That's the B. Hakamim say, two of them around, one of them is Yireh Achi Yistaev. Beautiful. Shmuel, your law is what? whatever Shirachi is Taev, Pesach is also Shirachi is Taev. Not so. Because I'm going to give you the case of Korban Pesach where they're both around, and Pesach is a Shiramim. What's the case where they're both around? You found it after Chatzot, right? So therefore the Korban Pesach, the original one is brought as a Shiramim. Shemayir rule doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, Shemuel Keravas Firale, the Amar Shehita Kaba. New answer. The Gemara says, Shemuel, you thought he was going with Chatzot as the cutoff point? No, he doesn't go like that. That's Rabbi Zera. Shemuel holds, here's where the is different. Shemuel holds that Shechita is the cutoff point. Oh, so once you say Shechita is the cutoff point, everything is very good. Which means until Shechita, the deen is going to be what? Yireh, Achi Yistaev. Let's figure it out. By Hatat, the two of them are around. What's the deen according to the rabbis? One of the Hatat is Yireh, Achi Yistaev. Good. By Korban Pesach, the two of them are around. Before you made Shechita on this one, what's the deen on the Korban Pesach? If you hold Shechita as the cutoff point, you didn't make Shechita, Yireh, Achi Yistaev. Which means, this is the way we're answering the original question that we had. Instead of saying that Shemuel goes like the B, we're coming along and saying, no, Shemuel really holds like the rabbis. And you always thought that, what? Chatzot is the cutoff point? No, who told you Chatzot is the cutoff point? I'll tell you, Shechita is the cutoff point. It's exactly the same deen. By Korban Chatat again. You have two of them around. Yeah? The original one I had, right? I lost it. I designated another one. I found it. They're both around. What's the deen according to the rabbis? Yeah. This Korban Chatat, the original one, Yireh Achi Yistaev. Beautiful. By Korban Pesach, same exact deen. I lost the first Pesach. I found it. They're both around now. I didn't make Shechita on the second one yet. What's the deen? Yireh Achi Yistaev. Perfect. So comes the Gemara and says, wait. How can you say that Shemuel, exactly, how can you say Shemuel holds Shechita as the cutoff point? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan, which is arguing on Shemuel, he said Shechita is the cutoff point. Mashmah that why Shemuel must hold Chatzot is the cutoff point. So now from this point to the end of the Gemara is all the same. The Gemara is Ve'amid the Kavar of Yochanan Ala. Ein a Pesach Karev Shilamim Ela Shilamsa Achar Shechita. Aval Kodem Shechita Lo Alma Shechita Kavar. That's the Yochanan. Michlal de Shmuel Savar Chatzot Kavar. So Shmuel must hold Chatzot. So we're back to the question. Don't tell me he holds Shechita. He must hold Chatzot. Ela Shmuel Kerebi Svirale. And I got to go back to the original where we solved this problem. Shmuel must hold like Rabbi De'amar Avuda Limita Azla. You have to say that what? Always a Hatat is Hatat that's Avud. When it's around, if two of them in front of you, it's considered what? Meta. So, Koshev Hatat Meta by Avud, by Pesach also. What's the case of Avud by Pesach? Davka, where you found it after Chatzot. Because if you found it before Chatzot, it's not considered Avud. And therefore, the deed is going to be what? The Gemara says, Veha, kol Avudin le Rabbi Metin. What do you mean? According to Rabbi, all the cases of Avud are Met. However, Vidu be Pesach, Hecha, Davat, Kotem Chatzot, and Sak, Kotem Chatzot, Ru'eh. But by Pesach, not all the cases, because before Chatzot, the deen is Ru'eh. The Gemara says, no, Kasabar, Kodem Chatzot, Lav Avudu. Like we said, before Chatzot is not considered Avud, the Kasabar, Chatzot Kava. So therefore, in the Maskara, Shemuel holds two things. In both answers, Shemuel holds, number one, the cutoff point is Chatzot. Number two, anything lost before Chatzot is not considered Avud. So therefore, conclusion, Shemuel's statement, Kol Shebe Hatat Meta, Pesach Karev Shilamim. That's the only statement he made. Everybody's deleting the second deen of Ru'ayach Yistaev. Good. And he's following Rabbi. The Rabbi says, always by Hatat Avuda, the deen is what? Meta. It's in front of you. You did Shaita, you didn't do Shaita. The original Hatat is Met. Oh, right. Apply that to Pesach. Pesach that you found after Chatzot, that's considered a case of Avud, because it was at the time of the Korban, that's the Zman. What's the deen? The deen is going to be that Korban is born as a Shilamim. Aye, what's going to be if you found it before? Everybody reads Yireh Achi Yistaev. Because that's not considered Avud, but that's not considered the deen of Hatat. And therefore, according to both answers, Shemuel must hold Chatzot is the Korbaya, and that Kodem Chatzot is not considered Avud. Baruch Amal Yalam. Amen. 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 Amen.